Silence filled the ancestral home of the Ramkins. The front door swung back and forth on its hinges, letting in the common, badly brought-up breeze which wandered through the deserted rooms, gawping and looking for dust on the top of the furniture. It wound up the stairs and banged through the door of Sybil Ramkin's bedroom, rattling the bottles on the dressing table and riffling through the pages of Diseases of the Dragon. A really fast reader could have learned the symptoms of everything from abated heels to zigzag throat. And down in the low, warmed and foul-smelling shed that housed the swamp dragons, it seemed that Errol had got them all. Now he sat in the centre of his pen, swaying and moaning softly. White smoke rolled slowly from his ears and drifted towards the floor. From somewhere inside his swollen stomach came complex explosive hydraulic noises, as though desperate teams of gnomes were trying to drive a culvert through a cliff in a thunderstorm. His nostrils flared, turning more or less of their own volition. The other dragons craned over the pen walls, watching him cautiously. There was another distant gastric roar. Errol shifted painfully. The dragons exchanged glances, then one by one they lay down carefully on the floor and put their paws over their eyes. Nobby put his head on one side.
"It looks promising," he said critically. "We might be nearly there. I reckon the chances of a man with soot on his face, his tongue sticking out, standing on one leg and singing the hedgehog song, ever hitting a dragon's vulnerables, would be... what you say, Carrot?"
1,000,000 to 1, I reckon," said Carrot virtuously. Colon glared at them.
"Listen, lads," he said, "you're not winding me up, are you?"
Carrot looked down at the plaza below them. "Oh, bloody hell," he said softly.
"What's that?"
said Colon, urgently looking around.
"They're chaining a woman to a rock."
The rank stared over the parapet. The huge and silent crowd that lined the plaza stared too at a white figure struggling between half a dozen palace guards.
"Wonder where they got the rock from," said Colon. "We're on loam here, you know." "Fine strapping wench, whoever she is," said Nobby approvingly, as one of the guards wheeled off, bow-legged, and collapsed. "That's one lad who won't know what to do with his evenings for a few weeks. Got a mean right knee, so she has."
"Anyone we know?" said Colon.
Carrot squinted.
"It's Lady Ramkin," he said, his mouth dropping open.
"Never."
"He's right. In a nighty," said Nobby.
"The buggers."
Colon snatched up his bow and fumbled for an arrow.
"I'll give 'em vulnerables. Well-spoken lady like her, it's a disgrace."
Said Carrot, who had glanced over his shoulder. "Sergeant?"
"This is what it comes to," muttered Colon. "Decent women can't walk down the street without being eaten. Right, you bastards. You're geography."
"Sergeant," Carrot repeated urgently.
"It's history, not geography," said Nobby. "That's what you're supposed to say. History. Your history, you say." "Well, whatever," snapped Colon. "Let's see how..."
"Sergeant!"
Nobby was looking behind them too.
"Oh, shit," he said. "Can't miss," muttered Colon, taking aim.
"Sergeant!"
"Shut up, you two. I can't concentrate when you keep shouting."
"Sergeant, it's coming!"
The dragon accelerated. The drunken rooftops of Ankh-Morpork blurred as it passed over, wings sneering at the air. Its neck stretched out straight ahead, the pilot flames of its nostrils streamed behind it, the sound of its flight panned across the sky. Colon's hands shook. The dragon seemed to be aiming at his throat, and it was moving too fast, far too fast.
"This is it," said Carrot.
He glanced towards the hub, in case any gods had forgotten what they were there for, and added, speaking slowly and distinctly,
"It's 1,000,000 to 1 chance, but it might just work."
"Fire the bloody thing!" screamed Nobby.
"Picking my spot, lads. Picking my spot," quavered Colon. "Don't you worry, lads. I told you this is my lucky arrow. First-class arrow, this arrow. Had it since I was a lad. You'd be amazed the things I shot at with this. Don't you worry."
He paused as the nightmare bore down on him on wings of terror.
Carrot," he said meekly.
"Yes, Sarge?"
"Did your old grandad ever say what a vulnerable spot looks like?"
And then the dragon wasn't approaching anymore. It was there, passing a few feet overhead, a streaming mosaic of scales and noise filling the entire sky. Colon fired. They watched the arrow rise straight and true.